Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF 743, and it's now time to visit with one of our lawmakers up in Topeka. We have Rich Prell on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Prell. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. We've got snow on the ground this morning, but I don't think it's going to last too long. It's already 31 degrees up here, so
yeah,
it won't last long.
Yeah, it's clear down here right now. There's like a lot of snow to the east of us, but it looks like it's moving away from us. Yeah, I saw Topeka got some earlier, so it's been very snowy up there the past couple of weeks up in Topeka. So, sir, there's a lot of things going on with the legislative session, so a lot of things going on. One of the things I did kind of just want to discuss was in our newscast earlier, and it's about lawmakers. Laura Kelly wanted to tax streaming services like e-books and movies and music downloads, and that the Republican lawmaker, you guys are against that, correct?
That's correct. And I doubt very much that it's going to get any legs to go anyplace.
Yeah, it's what somebody said was basically consumers are not going to go for that. I mean, even though you can buy the DVD, but you download it, but if you start putting a tax on that, people are not going to be happy about that. So again, like I said, it's not going to be legs on it, and really dead on arrival, pretty much.
I think so. I don't think may get a hearing in a committee, but I don't think it'll ever get out of committee.
And so, few other things that you've been involved in with this legislative session.
Sure. One of the first things I'd like to mention is this week the Supreme Court dismissed the lawsuit that was filed by the judges and some of the judicial employees that said the legislature was not adequately funding the judicial system. And the Supreme Court dismissed that lawsuit, and we're extremely happy about that.
So, yeah, that's...
Because that's
a big thing.
They just submit their budget just like any other agency, and we go through it and fund it to the degree that we feel is necessary at that point. And the judges and the judicial system is like all agencies. They ask for what they would really like to have, what they want, and we try to. Be prudent in our spending, and then get enough money to where they can operate and operate sufficiently. So, it's a difficult balance to try to get that to work.
Yeah, a difficult balance to properly fund it, but anything, you only have a limited amount of funds that you use. You can't just throw just a crazy amount of money that the state does not have. Correct.
That's correct. I believe they're asking for an additional $20 million, and it's not feasible. The thing of it is, yes, we could do it for 1 year, but what about next year? We're still going to have to put that same $20 million in next year and the year after and the year after and the year after, and we're still looking at by 2023, we'll be even with the board or maybe in the red, so... We have to keep that in mind while we're doing these things.
Yeah, it's one of those things you got to, a lot of people look at it here now, but you also got to look toward the future because you never know when things can change. Like you said, we could be in the red by, 2023. That's one of the things you got to watch out for in the future.
That's true. And that's if everything stays like it is. Normally we have a recession about every 5 to 5.5 years, and it's been over 10 now.
Yeah, so as of right now, we've been somewhat lucky, not a big recession as the economy's been going up, but you just never know when it's going to all of a sudden just turn around and start, like you said, start having a recession. So it's one of those things you got to plan for. It's like having your budget at home. You got to be able to budget for the future. I mean, you have to budget for the here and now, obviously, but you also have to kind of look toward the future a little bit.
Absolutely.
What are a few other things that are going on? I know there was one thing you said you're not on this committee, but there is a package to kind of help rural areas here in the state. And you said this is very close to you, close and dear and near to you.
That's the Rural Vitalization Committee. And Representative Adam Smith chairs that, and he's from western Kansas, a very rural area. And it's extremely important. You know, one of the things, and I think I've talked about it on here before, when I went to some of the task force meetings that the KDOT secretary had this year, I heard people in Johnson County, and I heard people down in Pittsburgh and in Coffeyville talking about getting over this thing of rural versus urban and urban versus rural. We have to work together. And, you know, it's so important to revitalize our rural areas. So, you know, it's near and dear to my heart because the 7th District is definitely a rural area.
Most definitely it is. And but, you know, all those areas are still extremely important. You know, of course, the big cities are important, but all the rural areas are extremely important as well, because it's, I mean, that's where a lot of the population is that people don't really think about.
That's true. And you know, the old adage that as ag goes, so goes the economy.
Absolutely. So, yeah, ag has got to be going good. Otherwise, the economy will not be doing good. So that is what is going on. It's the revitalization for rural areas. And a few things with that that some people can look at. The package, one of the things it does, it helps, you know, create a $30 million fund to help rural hospitals to hire consultants and plan for overhauling their operations. And it also would exempt more seniors from having to pay state income tax on their Social Security, which is a huge thing, because a lot of the seniors who are on Social Security, that's a fixed income, and it's if they're taking out a lot of taxes on that, that's really hard to live on.
That's true. And you know, it could affect as many as 80,000 people in the state of Kansas that you know, raising that. So that's, I think that's important.
Absolutely. So, again, that is what is going on with that particular plan. And you've been very busy this week. I know you have. And one of the big things, of course, that's still being discussed, and this is also the big thing just kind of taking over kind of a lot of the news cycles, is Medicaid expansion. And that's still a big topic being discussed, is it not?
It sure is. And actually, it's in, on the Senate side and in committee there. And they're trying to get it ready and get it passed out to the full Senate. And then I don't know how we'll get it on the House side, whether it will come over as a bill or whether it will just go into conference, because we passed one last year, so it could go into conference and then they would just conference it. So that's a big item. And, you know, whether you're for it or whether you're against it, it's something that we need to address early in the session so that we can move on to other things, because it's taking up a tremendous amount of time at this point in time.
And if it, you know, if it comes over where you guys, so you, I know you guys wrote one last year, the House wrote one. Would it be one of those things where there could be maybe so the conference would be to decide what actually goes on the bill, correct?
Yeah, yes, and they would compromise maybe on the what the Senate passed and then what we passed a year ago. Yes.
So it's basically just like, not everybody's going to get what they want, and the other side's not going to get all they want, but a nice compromise that would help the state and help everybody in the state of Kansas. So, again, that is going to be worked on, and the Senate getting to the full Senate floor, and then it's going to get over to the House. And then if the House agrees to it, it wouldn't go to conference then, correct? It would, that would be one of those things where
it would, right? It would agree. They would have to it would go directly to conference, and then they would if they wanted to make any changes, they could the conference committee could agree to it just like it was. So we'll okay. Just have to see how that plays out.
So yeah, that's going to be a big thing. Like you said, it's taking up a lot of time, so we want to get done with this quickly so that we can get on to other things, because there are a lot of different things going on. What would be one of the biggest things that you would say, sir, that is you're looking forward to after this Medicaid expansion bill?
Well, one that's probably going to come up actually next week. I think it'll pass. It's already passed out. If it hasn't passed out, it will pass out of committee. And that's the will be put on the ballot for all the state of Kansas to vote on. It'll be a constitutional amendment, and that has to do with abortion, and so that will be a big item. Once the Medicaid and this one are completed, then everybody will get on to working on other things. Although, you know, this week in transportation, we heard three bills and we worked one bill. So we're moving along, and in appropriations, we've had hearings last week and this week, and same thing with tax. And so this session has gotten off to a lot faster start than they normally do.
Yeah, so it's one of those sessions where you just kind of hit the ground running, is it not?
It has been.
Well, Mr. Prell, I appreciate you coming on today. I know you guys have been really busy, and like you said, there's snow on the ground up there in Topeka. So, luckily, the rain will come along and kind of get that snow out of the way. But, however, still be careful of driving around up there. And we appreciate you coming on once a month, and we look forward to having you again next month.
Okay, and just one last thing.
Okay.
I will be in Coffeyville this evening for the Coffeyville Chamber annual banquet. And looking forward to seeing all the people.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic, sir. And we hope to see you tonight.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a fantastic day, sir.
You bet.
All right. That is Richard Prell from up there in Topeka, doing a lot of things. Like you said, it's been kind of hit the ground running on this legislative session. So it's definitely been interesting to watch it, especially with the Medicaid expansion and this rural bill here that will help those rural areas, especially for the seniors having to pay state income tax on their Social Security benefits. So that is definitely a huge thing. So a lot of things going on up there in Topeka. And we'll keep you on top of that. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up after the top of the hour news, we will have Zach Berberg in from Quality Motors.